a practical guide to everyday practice. Introduction. Understanding a real estate brokerage's duties will build a robust and lasting foundation and ensure that a sales agent has a long and satisfying career. Success in real estate sales is driven internally, not externally. Is there a recipe for success in real estate sales? There are many, but none as fundamental as activity plus consistency equals production. Agents have to begin, they have to do things. That is the activity. Agents must discover which activities are most efficient and effective. Then they must commit to them consistently. Activity and consistency will result in production. An agent's production level is congruent with their commitment to activities and consistency. You may succeed well beyond what you ever imagined, but you must first master the fundamentals. Determining exceptional client service. Minimum levels of service are spelled out by TREC and required of real estate brokers and their agents. Whether you are a discount broker or a co-broker with a discount broker, you need to understand these three levels of minimum service. Inform the party of any material information related to the transaction, including the receipt of the offer. Answer the party's questions and present any offer to or from the party. Refrain from telling another broker to negotiate directly with the other broker's client. Of note, brokers who sponsor a sales agent or brokers of an entity or those authorized to supervise other license holders must be available to offer advice for the agents under the brokerage. Marketing. What does consistently mean? Consistently means for 6 months. Whatever marketing activities you choose, you must be prepared to commit to a minimum of 6 months. Firing out 3,000 direct mailers or emails to prospects at one time, in all likelihood, will not prove highly effective. That would be better than doing nothing, but it would not be very effective. Most in our industry agree that 6 months best defines consistency. The one-time shot has proven time and again not to be highly effective. Moreover, you could blow your entire marketing budget in one fell swoop. So if your marketing budget allows, mail out 500 mailers to the same target market for 6 months. Consistency in marketing is the key. Defining your marketplace. Defining your marketplace is simply deciding where you market yourself and your services. That is what constitutes your target market. There are generally two methods of macro target marketing practiced by residential real estate professionals today. The first and the oldest accepted form of macro target marketing is geographic farming. The second is demographic farming. Both geographic and demographic farming produce results, but both have their limitations. The first is that neither of these farming techniques has proven to be the single best method of marketing yourself and your services, yet they serve very well to complement the chosen approach and one another. This will become clearer as we move forward. Geographic farming is a great way to begin your marketing efforts, especially if you have a lean marketing budget like most new agents. Most agents who have built their business through geographic farming would advise a license holder to ensure that the area chosen is sufficient and manageable, which means an area with 400 to 600 homes. This size farm area is adequate in scope and manageable. So, where do you farm? If you like where you live, your neighborhood would be a great place to farm. You could say that your neighborhood constitutes your natural market. Perhaps you do not live in the neighborhood you want to farm in, but you grew up there. That would also be a great choice. Many agents farm in areas they grew up in because they know the area and it is a natural market for them. Whatever area you select, be advised that it must come with a commitment to become an expert in it. There is a lot to learn to establish yourself as an expert in any area, which is why the area you live in or an area you are familiar with would be a great place to farm. New agents should be discouraged from selecting a farm area solely due to the price point. Agents should consider the following when marketing: the four P's, product, the firm's listings, promotion, getting the word out, advertising, price, listing prices, CMAs, place, the location of your product. The competition's marketing efforts. Market research. Collect data about consumers, SWOT analysis, identify new opportunities. Data analysis, drawing conclusions. Identifying consumer types to market appropriately. Building customer relations, communication strategies. Specializing in a segment, generational selling, immigrant buyers. Using technology, real estate apps, artificial intelligence, websites, blogs, social media. Selling presentations. After establishing contact with a seller, arrange an appointment to discuss the property and the current market. Sellers may have questions, doubts, or objections to listing with a brokerage agent who are well prepared to make their listing presentations, have a better chance of getting the seller to sign the listing agreement. Before the appointment, create a listing presentation kit. The kit will ensure that you have all the materials for a professional job. It will also allow you to answer questions from a place of knowledge and save time during your presentation to focus on the sellers and their property. Once you have all the paperwork, gather any other tools you might need, including a camera, tape measure, calculator, laptop, or tablet. Don't forget the for sale sign. Today, smartphones and tablets have replaced many tools of the trade, so you can have most, if not all, of the tools you need in the palm of your hand. All smartphones come out of the box equipped with cameras for still shots and video and a built-in calculator app. Many other downloadable apps, several are free, come in handy for busy agents out in the field. If the property is on your farm, you should already be familiar with the current inventory and comparables. Familiarity with the area will make the presentation of the comparative market analysis easier for you. If not, try to preview some of the competition before your visit. The order in which you place the information is a matter of personal choice. Some agents prefer placing the listing agreement first, while others want to work up to it. If you are familiar with the home and/or the seller, you may have a different approach than if you have never met before. Some agents still want to present using paper. If this is the case, collect all of the information in a three-ring binder, using plastic page covers to make the kit more durable. Personalize the front with the seller's name and address, and leave it with the seller for convenient access. Today, most agents present electronically using tablets, laptops, or video presentations hosted through sites like YouTube and Vimeo. You can send the seller a link to your presentation, which they can use to review it again if they wish. Having a paper or digital copy of the IABS and the seller's disclosure notice at all times keeps you prepared to list a client's property and in compliance with Tree Lay and the TREC rules. Although you may include any information you choose in your listing presentation kit, you should always have at least the following basics. Your seller's guide to services. Information about brokerage services, EA, BS form. CMA, comparative market analysis. Exclusive right to sell listing agreement and required addenda. Seller's disclosure notice. Information about your company and the benefits of listing with you. Tips on improving the property for showing. A list of satisfied customers. Homeowner warranty information. Copies of flyers or brochures and advertisements. Referral forms for out-of-town transfers. Once you have all the paperwork, gather any other tools you might need, including a camera, tape measure, calculator, laptop, or tablet. Don't forget the for sale sign. Today, smartphones and tablets have replaced many tools of the trade, so you can have most, if not all, of the tools you need in the palm of your hand. All smartphones come out of the box equipped with cameras for still shots and video and a built-in calculator app. Many other downloadable apps, several are free, come in handy for busy agents out in the field. If the property is on your farm, you should already be familiar with the current inventory and comparables. Familiarity with the area will make the presentation of the comparative market analysis easier for you. If not, try to preview some of the competition before your visit. The order in which you place the information is a matter of personal choice. Some agents prefer placing the listing agreement first, while others want to work up to it. If you are familiar with the home and/or the seller, you may have a different approach than if you have never met before. Some agents still want to present using paper. If this is the case, collect all of the information in a three-ring binder, using plastic page covers to make the kit more durable. Personalize the front with the seller's name and address, and leave it with the seller for convenient access. Today, most agents present electronically using tablets, laptops, or video presentations hosted through sites like YouTube and Vimeo. You can send the seller a link to your presentation, which they can use to review it again if they wish. Having a paper or digital copy of the IABS and the seller's disclosure notice at all times keeps you prepared to list a client's property and in compliance with TRELA and the TREC rules. The importance of training. Many brokerages offer training courses to their agents on the technical how-tos of a real estate agent's duties, including how to write a contract, how to get a buyer representation agreement signed, how to become a better negotiator, how to use social media for marketing and advertising. In addition to how-to courses, many firms offer educational sessions on changes in real estate law, real estate compensation requirements, and contract updates to keep agents current and in compliance with all regulations. Agents, especially new agents, should opt for as much training at the brokerage as possible. Daily activities for successful real estate sales agents. Setting up a daily and weekly planner may seem time-consuming, and many agents choose to skip it. However, a plan is a strength. It is evidence that you have committed to completing certain tasks essential to meeting your goals. It keeps people focused and on track for efficient use of time. Agents are much less likely to waste time and duplicate effort if they have taken the time to organize. Creating a list of tasks will help you prioritize in order of importance so that the most important things are taken care of. A good idea is to arrange tasks into categories. Three essential groups are 1. Obligations, things you must do, appointments. 2. Things you should do, farming, cold calling. 3. Things you could do, practice listing presentation techniques. Half-hour planning periods work well for many agents and successful salespeople. The time frame provides an extra incentive to eliminate time-wasting activities. You should enter all required activities into your smartphone, such as meetings or appointments, training sessions, and personal activities that cannot be missed. It is a good idea to enter these weeks ahead of time and set reminders. Many marketing activities can be scheduled, so set aside a specific time of day to do some farming, cold calling, or mailing out letters or postcards. Schedule follow-up activities for these at a future date. Schedule a lunch date with someone who may be a potential client, or stop by for a brief visit with a former client. Use your daily drive time to listen to audio about some areas of the profession or practice listing presentations or phone techniques. Review your plan at the end of the day to see how well you did. Sometimes a task will not be completed. If it is important, reschedule it. If not, eliminate it. Evaluate your performance for the day. How did you do? Were all the required tasks completed? Could you do better tomorrow? Be innovative and creative. Control your time. Do not let it control you.